New Radio Sports Network and 104.1 WRLU, and it's becoming an annual rite of fall when Luxembourg Casco travels for the state volleyball tournament. They won't have to go very far this year, just to the Rush Center, as they've been a couple of years ago would have been the last time, as they will face Reedsburg Friday afternoon at 2 p.m., and then they'll face the winner of McFarland and Pewaukee on Saturday. If they are able to advance, that match would be at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 6th. We're joined right now by Luxembourg Casco head coach Jeff Fry. And coach, before we got on, and we'll kind of rehash it as well, does this feeling get old for you, knowing that, hey, this is just something that has really just turned into almost a tradition for your team?
No, it's every bit as exciting every year that you get here, because you know how hard it is to get here and how much work it puts in. And, you know, the cool thing that I think back on is when we qualified for state the first time in 2017 after we lost in the state championship game. One of the reporters asked, you know, like, how does it feel to, you know, finally reflect on the year and finally get to state after so many close calls? And I remember talking to him and saying, you know, this is something that we want to be, you know, where we want to be every year. We want to be in the conversation every year. And to be 5 years removed from that and be at state for the last 5 years, and the 1 year we didn't get there is losing in a sectional final. So, I mean, it's neat and it's cool and something that I think we're taking a lot of pride in, and we've worked really hard to get here.
New year, same mission. That's been the hashtag that you've been floating out all season long. Was there a moment at all this season where you kind of said, hey, it might be time to kind of refocus, because last year you went undefeated. Can't even remember if you dropped a set even last year. This year, obviously, you had a couple losses in tournaments and things like that. How hard is it to kind of refocus on things when you're a team that just hasn't faced that much failure in recent years?
You know, that's kind of the fun thing about this group is that early on in the year, we did face a lot of adversity. You know, we were down Isabella Otradovic tore her ACL in the state championship game last year, and she didn't come back until mid-September. And Grace Holt, she was battling a rotator cuff injury on her shoulder. So we were down two starters to start the year. And I think that really actually helped us out a lot, because three of our five losses came while both of them were out, and the other two came in the first weekend that they were both back playing. So I think it really helped our team grow and not rely on just Grace or, you know, just one thing, but we really had to work hard and use a lot of different things. And I think that was a real big confidence booster to know that we were down two starters and we were still able to win the Sun Prairie tournament. And we finished second at Notre Dame, losing only to Brookfield Central, who qualified for state in Division One. And then we finished second at Beaver Dam, and we lost to Holman, who qualified for Division One state. You know, and then we went to our toughest tournament the whole year, and Grace was just starting to come back, and Isabella was just starting to come back. So that was the exciting part, and I think at that point, when we were able to still be successful without those two, we knew, like, man, when we get everybody back healthy, this is going to be something special if we can keep doing what we're doing.
I'm not going to ask you to pick your favorite state qualified team, because they're like children. Every one of them is your favorite in their own unique way, but when you take a look at this team, you know, what's maybe something that you say, hey, this team does it better than these two state qualifying teams? And is there something missing from this team that maybe was more apparent on those other two teams?
I don't know if there's anything. I think the recipe for what's been successful for us has been we played really good defense and we're able to spread the ball out. And we've obviously had a great setter that's able to run our offense, which obviously you need to have. But I think this group that we have this year, the thing that I'm probably most proud of is how far they've grown as leaders and teammates. You know, that was, if there was one concern that we had early in the year, is that we have really quiet seniors that are really good players, but quiet leaders. And, you know, we struggled a little bit in that area of just teammates and doing that stuff. And we've grown a ton over the season, and to see where they are now and to see the type of teammates they are and how connected this group is, I think that's the part that's probably I'm most proud of this group, is just how far they've grown, how far they've come.
Now, when you take a look at the bracket, obviously four teams will be playing at the Rush Center. You'll have two matches going on at the same time that you'll be playing in your own match. And you're going to face a Reedsburg team on Friday that you've never seen before, and how does that kind of mix things up for you, knowing that you've faced, you know, McFarland before? You know, 2019 would have been when you faced them in the state final. Pewaukee, another team you've said that you've faced before as well. But what does Reedsburg kind of bring to the table as they've qualified for the state tournament for the first time, and a team that you may not be completely familiar with?
You know, Reedsburg qualified for state in basketball last year and got all the way to the state championship game. And they got some really good athletes. They have twin sisters that are seniors that they do a lot through. And you're going to hear their name a lot in the match because a lot of balls go their way. And they're good. But, you know, I'm excited about what our team does. And you know, I think that's one of the things that we spent a lot of time working on this week is really the first 3 days of practice. We really focused on what we want to do. And I made the mistake in 2017, the first time we qualified for state when we played Merrill. We made rotation changes trying to match up against Merrill because we wanted to get the best matchup. So we ended up losing that first set. And I felt like we were the better team on paper, and we went back to what we did, and we ended up winning the next three games to win that match, 3-1. And so we really talked about how we want to focus on doing what we want to do. We'll have lineups, and we'll have match, and we'll have rotations so we know where they are, but we want them to have to adjust to us, and we want to do what makes Spartan Volleyball special. So it's a different opponent, but at the same time, it's the most important thing is that we stay true to what makes us special and what we do well.
And then, do you ever catch yourself when you get this opportunity that, you know, you have two matches going at once? Do you ever, you know, especially if you get to a moment where, you know, maybe you feel like you've got the match wrapped up, to maybe take a peek to the other court to see how things are shaping up over there?
Yeah, you can't help. I mean, you can't help but notice what's going on. There's a game, there's whistles blowing on that side, whether it's a down point or something like that. Yeah, we take a glance over there, but, you know, honestly, a lot of times in the heat of the battle, you're really focused on that. It's maybe in and out of timeouts, or when there's a little lull in the action, you tend to go over there. But when the game's going on, honestly, I was surprised the first time we got there that you really just, you're focused in on your court. But yeah, you sneak a look over there now and again and see what's going on.
Who do you believe is going to be the unsung hero of this tournament so far? Maybe it's that team member that has maybe kind of quietly been a force on the court and really playing some of their best volleyball at the right time.
You know, that's the special thing about this group is a different hero every night. You know, everybody stepped up and everybody's had big nights. I mean, one of the players on our team has told the biggest growth this year is Brooke Vandeheyer, libero. She's been playing well all year, but she's really stepped up to the plate here in the last month, and they've been playing great volleyball. And, you know, we got our studs in Emma and Grace and Autumn in the middle, but got great freshmen on the right side that's come in and really done some amazing things. Kylie Hansen has stepped in after her sister graduated and done some great things. Then we got, you know, some defenders in the back row that, you know, Peyton Kaminsky's been amazing. McKenna Day has had a really solid season. So that's the great thing about this group is it's a different person every night, and we don't have to rely on one girl to go out and get 25 kills or something like that. It might be Grace gets 10 one night and Autumn gets 15 the next night. So that's the thing that makes us dangerous too, is we're able to have someone else step up every night and everyone else plays around them. And then again, in practice every day, our scout side of the net, you know, the girls that don't see the floor very often push and challenge our girls every day. So that's awesome.
We'll close things with this, Coach, a little fill in the blank. Luxembourg Casco Volleyball captures their third straight golden ball if
we play and stay true to what makes Spartan Volleyball special. And we do, and we focus on what we want to do on our side of the net.
Once again, Luxembourg Casco Volleyball will be featured on 104.1 WRLU. Their entire state tournament run, it all begins Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. when the Spartans face Reedsburg. Coach, we thank you so much, and we'll see you at the Rec Center.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it very much.
And for the new Radio Sports Network, I'm Tim Coles reporting.